The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Welcome to the Rack Extra Views right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we are back with episode 9 of season 1 of Ms. and Mrs. And, well, I don't know how to intro this episode. It's not PG.
I do. And you know, you know it too. I said a bang, bang, bangity bang. I said a bang, bang, bangity bang.
And they bang, bang, bangity banged, a bang, bang, bangity banged all episode long.
Well,
at least they tried.
At least they tried. There was, I want to bang, but no, can't bang and bang and the bang and the bang. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to say this up front. Marjo rocks my world. Marjo was everything in this episode, like she always is, but this was just particularly amazing this time.
Okay.
Just
go.
For the horror.
Going off of your phrasing of rocking, she rocks your world. Apparently we learned a lot of things about how she got her world rocked.
Several times by her husband. We'll get there. So, we opened up essentially with Miz making faces and sounds at Monroe. And Maurice is like, you sound like Nickelback or Creed. And he's like, really? Really? We're in the 90s? And then they get interrupted because Marjo calls and she's like, hey, the golf cart is out of gas. And they're like, it's not gas powered. It's electric. She's like, whatever. It's out of fuel. Come get me. So they have to go get her. And then they're trying to push this big ass golf cart back to the house, which is just funny as crap.
Yeah.
Because she ends up pushing the baby and they end up pushing the golf cart.
And Miz was like, come on, help. And she's no.
No.
She has to hold the baby. Someone has to watch the baby.
Somebody has to take care of the baby.
And the baby's key is very key in this episode.
So, Miz is having trouble sleeping. He, you know, Maurice is in the bed. She's on her side of the bed. And then there's the two dogs that sleep in the bed with them. And Pumpkin sleeps in his space. So he has to sort of like snake his way in. And you'd think that would be enough. But apparently they sleep with the baby between them at night. So she needs anything, they're right there. Because her nursery is actually down on the first floor. And their bedroom is up on the second floor. So it's easier for them. Or no, I think that's flipped.
No, they're on the second. She's on the second. They're on the first, or second, third, whatever. However, it is.
They're on two different floors. Let's go with that.
Yes.
So they're on two different floors. So if they put her in the nursery, they have to either go upstairs or downstairs, wherever it is in their house.
They gotta go up.
They have to go up. Okay. So the master's on the main, and then the nursery's upstairs. There we go. Got it. So they have to go upstairs to take care of her. So rather than do that, especially since she's only 6 months old at this point, they just sleep with her in their room in their bed, which is not entirely uncommon. I've heard of a lot of people that do that, but usually at some point you do move the baby to a crib.
Yeah, you move the baby to the crib and then eventually the baby comes back into the bed, but at least they start in the crib.
Yes, they start in the crib. So Miz is having problems sleeping, so he basically wants Monroe to start sleeping in the nursery in her crib. And, you know, he's making the point, look, this can't go on, I'm losing sleep, I'm crabby, you're crabby, everybody's upset, and this is just not really working, so we need to figure this out. And basically, as he's making his point, Maurice and the dogs fall asleep.
Yep. He's like, does anyone care?
He's like, well, I guess I'm just F. So we cut to him on the road, and we see him talking to R-Truth, who has 5 kids. And, you know, Miz is talking to him about how they put the baby in the bed with him, and R-Truth's like, yeah, you know, we just put my 3-year-old in her own room. And Miz is like, no.
No, I'm not. No, the kid's getting out of the bed. She's getting out of the bed. I'm not waiting until she's 3 years old.
He's like, basically, the foot is going down.
Yeah. R-Truth has 5 kids. What?
That's a lot of kids.
That's a lot.
I mean, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that's a lot of kids. And he has a 3-year-old, and he's almost 50, isn't he?
Yeah, that's a lot of Jimmys and Janes out there.
I mean, that's rough to have a 3-year-old when you're 50. That's rough. But good on him. Good on him. Not saying it's a bad thing. Just saying as you get older, it just gets harder. So anyway, Miz and Maurice are talking about how they used to have alone time at the hotels when they traveled. And they could, you know, lay the smack down, do a little French kiss DDT, have a little soul crushing finale, do a little camel clutch. And, you know, finally for the grand finale, make the crowd come. I will never look at any of those moves ever the same.
Nope.
Ever again. I am ruined forever because every time Miz does a skull crashing finale now, I'm going to think of him banging his wife.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, you know, Miz is saying he wants to get her in the crib to R-Truth and da-da-da-da-da. And R-Truth's like, yeah, no, yeah. He's like, I get it. You want to have sex. I get it, right? You know, that's what you really want. You haven't had it in a while. You know, you want to get her out of the bed. You want to get her in her own room because you want to bang your wife. I get it, right? He's like, been there, done that. But he's like, it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen for a while. So you know what? You just kind of got to buckle up, buttercup, and put your big boy panties on because right now you're celibate.
You're going to be celibate for a long time.
And Miz is just like, yeah.
Nope. He's the big old nope. That's not going to happen. He wants to bang, 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 and he's going to do anything he can to bang, 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 bang.
So anyway, so he goes back home, and Maurice got the ball cock fixed in the toilet while he was gone, and he had said, oh, well, you know, I was going to fix that. And she's like, well, I just called a handyman. He's like, right, but I was going to fix it. And she's like, well, why do you need to fix it if, you know, I can just call a handyman? Because her whole thing is, she wants Miz to relax, right? She wants him to come home, because he's only home for about 2.5 days, if he's lucky. So she wants him to be able to come home and relax, and not have to worry about anything. And not have to take care of the house, that, you know, they can just hire this out. They have the income that they can just hire the maintenance of the house out.
Mm-hmm.
And so for her, that's easier than trying to have him do everything while he's home. And he doesn't want to do that. He wants to do it all. So he's like, I can pressure wash the decks, and I can fix the shelves, and I can do this, and I can do that. And they kind of get into a little bit of a tiff for them, because he's honestly really annoyed that she's called a handyman, because, you know, while he's not particularly handy, he wanted to do it himself.
Yeah, also, we've learned in previous episodes, he's very cheap, so saving money is key.
Yes. So for him, if it's something small, he can fix it. Because he keeps saying the whole time, well, I could have fixed it. I could have fixed it. I could have fixed it. And she's like, yeah, but I called a handyman. You don't have to. So they kind of have a little bit of a tiff about this, but it's nothing major. And so they have to go get supplies for him to do the other things around the house. So Marjo asks if she can go with him. And he's like, yep, we're leaving right now. And he leaves very abruptly. Kind of in a huff. And Maurice and Marjo both kind of give each other a look like, okay, all right. So Marjo's like, hey, you know, yeah, I get you one to do stuff, but can you take me to McDonald's first? And so he's like, oh god, why? And by the way, they go to McDonald's and she orders a Big Mac with fries, a strawberry shake, and 10 chicken McNuggets.
She wanted nine.
And he's like, they don't come in 9, they come in 10. And she's like, well, whatever, I don't remember what they come in, just give me 10. And then she's yelling across the car. And Miz is like, I'm sitting right here.
You just tell me, I'm right here.
And she's like, no, I'm going to do it myself.
And then things got awkward.
Oh my god. This is the heart of the episode. So Miz keeps saying he wants to get things done and he wants to get back to his wife. And Marjo was like, I know. You just want to have sex. And Miz is like, no, you can't talk about that with me. No, I don't want to think about that. And then Marjo goes on and she's like, yeah. I get it. You want to have sex. She's like, back when I was still married and I was with my husband, you know, it was earth shattering. It was everything. When I was in the mood, I used to get naked and to run around the house and he'd chase me. And this one time, Maurice walked in on us and like da 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 da, like on and on and on.
Not just walked in on them. They were sitting on top of the bathroom sink.
She was sitting on top of the bathroom sink and he was playing through. So
yeah, he was washing up.
He was washing up. We'll go with that. And so Miz basically doesn't want to hear about any of this, especially from his 65-year-old mother-in-law, because he's picturing her naked and he doesn't want that.
No.
But apparently, Maurice's husband was really good at the sex.
Apparently.
And I mean, the whole thing is that they keep pointing out is that it's all very natural and it's a natural response and it's what you want to do and there's nothing wrong with wanting to have it. It's just right now they really can't because of the baby. So he's having a hard time with that because Maurice is kind of now, like when she first has the baby, it's easier because there's stuff going on with her body and you have to be careful and you really can't. Once you get to about the 6-month mark, things have sorted themselves out and she's kind of back to normal and everything's okay. And it's just hard because life by that point has sort of taken over. So he's just having a little bit of a hard time with it, or lack thereof in terms of hardness, depending on how you look at it.
He was probably having a lot of hardness, but he had nowhere to...
That right hand was seeing a lot of action, boy. That, no.
Yeah.
No, wasn't. No. Anyway.
Maybe. Maybe. I mean, anyway, moving on, before we're just moving on.
Moving on. So anyway, so Miz's solution is that they're going to put Monroe in her crib and in the nursery. So he suggests this to Maurice and she's like, okay, fine, we'll try it. But she's not going to like it. He's like, well, she'll have to get used to it. So that's exactly what they do. They put Monroe down in her crib. They say goodnight to her. They shut off lights, walk out, leave her alone. They're creeping away. Everything's fine. She starts to cry. And they go running back. Legit, which is kind of their first mistake.
Legit, like 2 seconds later.
Yeah, 2 seconds later, she starts to cry. So then, you know, they go back in and they calm her down and then they leave. And then it's like every few hours, she starts crying. So they have to get up and go take care of her.
It was 11, 1, 3.
5, you know, and it's like, okay.
Something's got to change. And that's where you notice, like, Maurice was stumbling down the stairs, trying to, you know, go back downstairs after she checked on the baby.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing is like, I get why she doesn't want the baby in the nursery is the nursery's downstairs. That's a pain in the butt.
Nursery's upstairs.
Upstairs. I'm sorry. The nursery is upstairs. So it's a pain in the butt to have to go up and down the stairs to take care of the baby. It's one thing if the nursery was right next to the bedroom, and then that completely makes sense. But it's a little bit of a distance to go to take care of her, especially when she's still 6 months old. Because she's still probably not quite sleeping through the night. So they still do have to kind of get up with her to take care of her.
Yeah.
And again, if anything happens, they are legit right there. And they will get woken up. Mm-hmm. So, they're like, okay, this is not going to work. So they make the executive decision that they're going to bring the crib downstairs, which is fair. I mean, honestly, when they said that and they're like, well, she sleeps in the bed with us. Like, why isn't the crib in the bedroom? If you don't want her to be far, why don't you just put the crib in the bedroom?
Well, they still want the alone time. I mean, that's just...
Well, you still want the alone time, but I mean, it's, you know, in terms of every day, it's like...
It would be practical, yeah.
It makes more sense to have the crib and... Or, you know, they have that downstairs room that they turned into a playroom last episode. It's like, well, why didn't you make that like a day nursery or a night nursery and you could put her in there at night and she's on the same floor as you. And then upstairs is like a day nursery or it's whatever you want it to be. You know, something like that. I don't know. It's not my house. I'm not going to judge.
Yeah, life would be easier that way. But anyway, moving on.
So basically the conclusion to that part of it is they bring the crib into the bedroom and Miz is proceeding to hit on Maurice. Because he's like, well, you know, she really can't see over the bumper. And Maurice is like, go ahead.
By the way, it was a struggle to get that crib downstairs.
Yeah, it was. You see,
Mrs. Mom was trying to help as Marjo was on the chair with the baby. And Ms. Maurice, Mrs. Mom, and Miz trying to wedge this thing through the door and try to get it downstairs.
Yeah, to carry it down the stairs, all three of them to get it down, and it doesn't quite fit through the door. I'm sitting there watching this like, why don't you just disassemble it?
Miz like, it'll fit. Just follow me, just follow me.
It apart.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be so much easier if you just disassemble it, but whatever.
So, as you were mentioning that he was hitting on her, you know, a little TKO, a French TKO, a rude awakening. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Maurice is like, dude, not in front of the baby. No.
No, not in front of the baby.
So, anyway. So, we cut to another day, and Miz is out running, or it's the next day, I guess, and he's out running. So, and also, just as a quick note, because I kind of missed it, but in conclusion to the handyman storyline, Miz is not that good of a handyman. It took him like 2 hours to do everything. And the shelf, I think, is still not fixed.
Yeah, he tried putting up the shelf, and the poker chip, he put the poker chips on it, and it broke. It's like, ooh.
Yeah, so it's like, he's not that good of a handyman.
Yeah.
But he tried.
He tried.
And, you know, as he's pressure washing, Mike is, you know, Maurice is out there taking pictures of him, and he calls himself Mike the Hammer Valentine.
Yeah, yeah. And she's like, show me the ass, show me the ass, show me the ass.
Give me the ass.
Yeah.
Which he does in his videos.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's going to oblige his wife. So anyway, so he's out running him, and, you know, he gets a text from Maurice where she's like, hey, where are you at? And he's like, oh, I'm, you know, like a mile away. And she goes, well, Moreau is asleep. And then all she sends him is a picture, is the eggplant and peaches emoji. And he literally says, I will be there in 6 minutes. And he hauls ass back to the house, gets there out of breath, ready to go. And there's Moreau wide awake. And Maurice is just like, yeah, so she slept for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, she was down for like 3 minutes, and then she was awake. Yep. Sorry. And then that was where the TKO, French TKO, and rude awakening was.
Yep. So then the problems compound because Marjo puts potato skins in the pig, aka she puts them down the disposal. And Mitch says something kind of interesting here where he's like, well, disposals are not designed to put potato skins down.
No.
And I'm like,
you're not.
I've done that all the time.
You can.
I do that constantly.
You can. Okay. You can put some little bits. But
yeah, you put them in a little bit at a time, but you don't put like a whole honking like 6 pounds of potato skins in the disposal.
No.
You have to put them in a couple. If you do a lot, you kind of have to do them in phases, which is a little annoying, but you can do it.
You can do it, but it does hurt the disposal over time. They just sit.
Not if you flush it out.
Not if you flush it out, but it's smart not to put them down there.
I'm still going to put them down my disposal. Anyway, so basically she clogs up the disposal, or as she calls it, the pig, and Miz is like, oh, well, you know, and she basically tells Miz, well, you got the cheap one, you need to replace it, da-da-da-da-da, and he's like, you know what, fine. You know, why don't you try fixing it? If you think you're so good at it, you fix it. So Marceau goes underneath, she's throwing stuff out of the cabinet, and he's like, you see it? And she's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he sprays her with water. I thought she was going to kill him.
She was. She was flexing on him.
She, like, her shirt, her, she had, like, a tank top on, but she had, like, a white shirt over it. She takes off the white shirt. The hat comes off, and she's just, like, ready to kill him. Marie steps in because she's legit pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, legit pissed. So they defuse the situation. And that's when Marjo's like, you know what? I'm going to make this up to you, because basically Miz is like, you see how annoying that is? You see how much you don't like it? And she's like, yeah. So she apologizes. And, you know, she's like, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to babysit Monroe so Mike can do the camel clutch on Maurice. Legit. That's what she says, because she's like, I get you want to have the sex. So I'm going to take the baby so you can do that. There's now a new rule. Marjo can't talk about sex ever.
They're like, no, that's just going to ruin the mood completely. No, never, ever, ever.
And Miz being Miz, he's like, I can get over it. Can you? And Maurice is sitting there like,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
If we do this fast, then we do this fast.
So they basically get up and they go have sex.
They bang, bang, bangity bang. I said a bang, bang, bangity bang.
According to them, Miz got the victory. There was a 1, 2, 3. They got the tap out, and Miz was the one that apparently tapped out.
He's glad that he'll always tap out to her.
Which is fair. And then, you know, Miz admits that, hey, maybe we should just hire a handyman.
Because Maurice is like, I want to spend time with you. And
she gives him the look.
Mm-hmm.
The look. And so he's like, well, I can't say no to that. So he's basically, we need a handyman. And then he admits Maurice was right. And then she makes him readmit it, because that's how you do it. You just, you know, it's positive reinforcement. He just admits that she was right. And if he keeps doing that, you know, eventually it'll just be natural. See, she's getting him trained.
Yeah.
So then they're sitting outside afterward. Maurice is kind of cleaned up. She's and got her hair wrapped up in a towel, and she's kind of in just a long shirt and, you know, the whole sexy men's shirt kind of look, but it was like a nightgown.
It looked like a robe to me.
Looked like kind of like a robe, but it was kind of like some kind of nightgown. And so Miz is ready to go just based on how she looks, but she's in full makeup, by the way. Oops, sorry. She's in full makeup, by the way. So
always gotta be camera ready.
Always gotta be camera ready. You know, even if you're fake getting out of the shower, because this is a total setup right here. Not that Miz is gonna complain. And basically, they're sitting there talking, and he's like, "Well, we need to wait 10 minutes before holding the baby because, you know, of what we just did." Mercy's like, "What? We can't hold the baby right after we have sex?" And she's like, "And he's like, think about what you just did to me.
I don't want you touching my baby."
He's like, do you really want to hold your child right after that?
And all she's like, all the disgusting things you just did.
And she's like, yeah, okay, fair point. So she's like, well, since we have to wait 10 minutes, do you want to go again?
You want to go again? You want to do a thing? Huh? 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 Want to bang, 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 bang? It's a bang, 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 bang. Huh? Huh?
And she's like, sure, if they can get the door open, because she's struggling with the back doors. So they go over to the bedroom. Miz is already stripping. He's getting his shoes off. She gets the door open. And as she walks in, he drops his shorts right there on the porch. And they walk in and shut the door, and that's how we close the episode, with the Miz getting laid.
Yay.
So I'm so happy he doesn't have blue balls anymore.
He's very happy he does not have blue balls anymore.
But yeah, so this was a good episode. It was really funny. It was really lighthearted. Again, Marjo steals the show, as always. I love that relationship.
She's the best.
So, but I think that does it for us. What do you think?
It does. It's the Rock Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. The Rock Radio Show is live every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. The Rock Radio Show on iTunes, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadio Network, twitch.tv/WTA Lives, where you catch some of our fun live programming, along with use credit code code RocketSockIntoFortnite item shop.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at LinsWard, LNSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lizzie Ward. You've been listening to Rack Extra Reviews, the Ms. and Mrs. edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will be back next week with episode 10. Till then, bye!